I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Payment Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by GM SecTech. With operations in 50 countries worldwide and headquartered in San Juan, Puerto Rico, GM SecTech has over 50 years of service in the technology and security verticals. To learn more about GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. Joining me today is Alberto España, SVP and General Manager of GM SecTech. Welcome back, Alberto. So happy to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Hillary. Great to be back. Last time, I think it was very exciting for me to share some of my ideas on PCI compliance.
Yes, yes. And I'm excited to now hear your ideas and your perspective on professional certifications because, Alberto, as you know, it's something that we hear a lot of for security professionals, but I'd like you to weigh in on why they're important for their careers.
Oh, well, great point. I think, to me, they're important for many reasons. Number one, one of the things that we usually find when we go into a company that has had a breach or a security problem, and you talk to the management, and the first thing they tell you is, oh, my security guy, my CISO told me we were okay, And then when you start digging, you find that things were not okay. So to me, having, that trust into that person that is gonna run your organization's security is critical. And how do you know that they know what they're doing? And that's why I think to me, professional certifications in the security space or any space today are so important because at least you know that a person has been qualified by a third party as an expert on this. So that is, one of the great benefits that I could, take advantage of as a company if I hire somebody that has been certified as, as CISA, CISM, CISSSP, they're experts and they've been recognized by a third party as being an expert. So again, some level of confidence that person is doing, has the proper knowledge to do their job. So that is one benefit I see for companies today. So for their careers, somebody that is considering doing professional certification, is the opposite, right? So if I can prove to an employer that I have been certified, that I know about this subject matter, first it opens the door for me as a professional to get a better job or more responsibility, number one, and then also maybe more compensation in the future. So it helps me prove my talent, and open doors as a professional. So again, I think it's very common that now when, people post jobs or in this industry, they do require that you are certified in ABC, and then you maintain your certification up to date. So that is, those two benefits are immediate to me. One for the company, I have some confidence in the persons they're hiring. And for the professional, it opens up opportunities and new doors for them professionally.
Awesome. And I want to dive deeper into both of those a little bit later, but I know that the landscape for certifications is pretty broad. There's a lot to choose from, but can you kind of set the stage for us on that landscape and what the various certifications are? You mentioned a few of them earlier, but what they mean and what folks in the industry might be looking for depending on the part of the industry that they're in, et cetera?
Sure. Yes. There's many well-known certifications, as I mentioned, from ISACA, which is the organization that manages information security certifications, some of those. So if you are in the information security field in cybersecurity, you do want to have some of those from ISACA, maybe Certified Information System Auditor, Certified Information System Manager. So if you're in management, maybe you want the latter one. If you are going to be in the audit profession, you want to have some of the audit certification. There are also some that are more specific to a particular job. For example, if you are an ethical hacker, you want to be certified in that, in ethical hacking, in how to do conduct it properly, how to do it well, how to protect the assets of the company you are doing pen tests for. So there are some that are broad for management, for example, that those are great to have. And then there are some that are specific to your specific job. And I think, you know, somebody should pursue those if they want to be in those fields. And to me, this is a industry-wide, you know, initiative, because not only for information security, you have some of these already for some of the finance fields, you know, for if you want to be a stockbroker, you're going to be certified. Of course, if you want to be here in the health industry, you need some certifications that are harder to get. You know, basically, when you are a doctor or a lawyer, that means the same thing. You've been certified, right? So the concept, I think, to me, is very powerful that somebody, a third party says, you know, you passed this knowledge, you have this experience, and then you can get a certification. So I think there are some, you know, my advice to a manager today is get a couple of broad certifications that are related to management in the security field, for example, and then look for those that are specific to your job function and or whatever you like to do. So you can split it that way. And today, you know, what people do is they accumulate more and more certifications. So now, you know, you can be, you know, a pen tester, but you could also be a manager. And then there are newer ones coming out for privacy, for example, is a newer field of certification. So I am a, you know, an expert at privacy protection, at data protection for, you know, sensitive data for persons. So, you know, it keeps growing. The field keeps growing. And I think that also says that people are interested in these type of certifications, not only as a professional, but companies do want to have these employees with those certifications.
Right. And given this context, and I know you touched upon the benefits for security professionals, but can you elaborate that on that a little bit, if you can?
Yes, yes, I know. So you know, for me, for myself, I mean, I think I take advantage of some of these. You know, I remember my first certification. It was a Visa calling me to say, hey, we have this new opportunity. We have these new audits that we need to do, but we need somebody that's certified, you know, and it was rare at that time to have certification. And I went through the process. I learned, I was able to get certified. And it opened a new field of business for myself and my company at that time. So we can start doing something that was very few people could do it. Yeah, you become an expert in that field. And of course, then there follows, you know, opportunities and better compensation, different opportunities. And maybe you can be hired in another country, in a different industry. So it is an investment. You know, you have to keep it up as an individual. You have to, you know, pass the exam, pay some of the fees, and maintain your certification, which means having regular seminars that you attend, books that you read, classes that you go to. So it is an effort to, it is to me an effort, but it's an investment in your career and the opportunities that you can now I have access to. So as a person, there are immediate benefits in terms of recognition, number one, you know, and it's funny when you look at LinkedIn or even Facebook, some of the things that people post are that just, hey, I passed this exam, I passed this certification, I am now CISA. So people also feel proud about that achievement. And again, from that point of view, it makes you feel good. So I think it makes you feel good, it opens the door for opportunities and more income in the future. It's something to me that is like a no-brainer. If I wanna be an expert in a field, in a particular field, I need to show that it's been proven that I am an expert. So those are the benefits that are, you know, I experienced myself, and I see the people that we hire today, you know, can have access to in the future. And it's becoming more and more of a norm. You know, if you want to be a PCI QSA auditor, you need at least two certifications now. In the future, probably be three. So it's getting harder to maintain and prove your knowledge, and definitely an investment that any professional should do or take advantage of for the future.
Absolutely, and I see people celebrating that on LinkedIn as well, and I always I always like those posts because I'm, you know, proud that people are, you know, bettering themselves and learning more. So that's a great point. And to build on what you shared earlier, as far as the benefits to a company, you know, let's dive deeper into that. You know, when employees attain these certifications, how does that help the company and what they're looking to achieve?
Well, I think many ways. Number one, I mentioned that before briefly, is you have some confidence and that this person knows what they're supposed to be doing. But there are other benefits that are important. So if I hire somebody that's already certified in information security, my training cycle for that person should be shorter. So I'm saving money because I am, you know, spending less time on training, and the person can get to the job day one. So to me, it's also improved productivity. Also, when you bring these people into your organization, they can be mentors to somebody else. So they can start somebody on that route and say, you know, hey, you need to become certified. Here's what I did. Here's the experience that I can provide. Here's what I can teach you. So that person becomes, you know, somebody that's recognized immediately within the organization and can help others. So definitely, you know, they can start right away. You know, day one, they can start doing their job without a lot of supervision or training. There's some savings right there. Second, you can trust what they're doing because they've been certified. And as long as you also verify that, because as anything, that can be people that try to fake their certification. So it's important to always verify that it's valid and authentic. And then, you know, they can be leaders and mentors to others. So for a company, many benefits. Yes, it means also paying a little bit more to somebody because they have had the certification, but there's a trade-off right there. You know, less training, a mentor in your company, and more productivity. So to me, again, as a company, as an employer that we are now, and we hire many people with certification, that's what we ask for. And many positions today, we don't even hire anybody that doesn't have those anymore. So there's no more on-the-job training for some of these positions today.
Right, right. Well, Alberto, it's been great speaking with you again. Thanks so much for coming back onto the show and sharing with us your knowledge on certifications.
No, thank you again, Hillary, for the opportunity. And then, yeah. Anytime. I'm ready here. I'm here.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Payment security is brought to you by GM SecTech. GM SecTech offers innovative solutions and services in cybersecurity, governance, and compliance focused on managing digital risk. Their solutions are designed to detect advanced attacks and respond to them effectively, reducing business risk, fraud, and cybercrime. To learn more about our sponsor, GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.